God bless us and you this morning as we are here. I heard that Victor asked God that I would open the Word, and I really intend to do that this morning. I intend to have a biblical message. And I don't know why I am giving this. I know some of the things that went around in my life this week that brought me here. I know that we live in a troubled world, and I don't know how aware we are of how bad the world is, shape the world is in. I don't know if we have entered the 70th week of Daniel or not. I know that the world is in bad shape. In the 7th chapter of Daniel, Daniel had a vision. And the winds, there was a terrible storm going on in his vision. The four winds of the heaven were striving with the sea, and it was a catastrophic storm going on. And out of that vision, he saw down through the ages, he saw today. He saw kingdoms, and he saw the Antichrist rising up, defying God, and it caused him, the Bible uses some words we don't use, it said he had great, I don't have my Bible open to that scripture right now, but he was just kind of troubled inside, and he hardly knew what to do with it. 2 years later, he had another dream, vision from God, and he saw the same thing over again. He saw down through the ages, and he saw today, and he saw the troubled world we live in, and he saw the rise of Antichrist, and he also saw that God was going to judge that and bring it into control, and that God's people were going to win. He saw that. But it's so troubling to him, it said that he saw all of that through the ages of time that he fainted. What he saw caused him to faint. And here we are living today. And it seems almost as though we can be so vaccinated to what's happening that we're not really aware of what's happening. But sometimes with the changes of life and all that goes on, I do get somewhat troubled, and I'm not Daniel, but I want to be like him. And so this morning, I want to hook in, because when things get like this, you have to hook into something. You have to draw it in and get it tight, and that's what I want to do this morning. And I know you want to eat sandwiches and have a fellowship meal, and my text is the Bible. And I have 104 points. When I was a lad about this age, and then even on into my teens, and maybe earlier in my life, I had this crazy, I know there was a time when I wish my mom would have given me a different name. I didn't like my name, and then come a time where I like it because no one else has it. And so it's just carnality. But then this week I met this Egyptian, and then he had a helper, and his name was my name. So that doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something about what I'm going to say next. I always thought it would just kind of be nice and neat to have more than three names, like have four names. And a couple of people do. You know, once in a while you meet men, you know, they're TJ, Mike, whatever. You know, you have four names. And I've kind of thought that would kind of be nice to have at least four names. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of neat. Well, the anchor that I want to pull in this morning is the names of Jesus Christ, and I have 104 of them. And you're not going to be able to turn to all the scriptures because I'm going to go too fast, because I know you want to eat sandwiches and I know you need to go home, and I want to go to the church service up at Calvary here afterwards because I'm down here. And so if you're taking notes, you could write these scriptures or you could just listen, and maybe something God could do, because you think about a man who is God, the Son of God, has 104 names. Can you imagine 104 names, how important that is? So I'm going to share them with you this morning, because I did think maybe I was going to preach about the characteristics of the Antichrist, but then I thought, what good would that do? Because there wouldn't be any anchor point. That would just be more troubling yet. But this you can get a hold of. You can put your come along in there and you can ratchet it in and you can get it nice and tight. Okay, so we're going to take off here and give you this. And this is biblical. The names of Jesus. He is named Adam in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit, speaking of Jesus. He was a man. His name was Adam. Adam means first. And so his name is Adam. He has Adam name. And secondly, he is called Advocate. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I write unto you because we have an advocate with the Father. So his name is Advocate. And his name is Almighty. I am Alpha and Omega, Revelation 1, 8. The beginning and the end. I can take it if I know what the end is. You know, so Jesus' name is Alpha and as Almighty, and he is the beginning and the ending. And so he is Alpha and Omega from the same verse. He's the beginning at the end. I often use this term at the end of the day, because I know at the end of the day I know what the answers are. He's Alpha and Omega, and not only is he Alpha and Omega, he's Amen. Amen means let it be this way. This is the way it is. Amen. It's a confirmation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. And his name is apostle of our profession. Hebrews 3, 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Messiah Jesus. He's called the arm of the Lord in Isaiah 51, verse 9. O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days. And in 53, he says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I have a couple of fingers. Some of them are missing, but I have a couple of fingers. And they're no good except you have an arm. But Jesus' name is the arm of the Lord. And he is the author and the finisher of our faith, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the starter and the author and the finisher of it. He's named the author of eternal salvation from Hebrews chapter 5. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. And not only that, he's a cornerstone. The prophet David wrote in Psalm 118:22 that the stone which the builders rejected and put on the heap pile became the headstone or the cornerstone. His name is Counselor, Isaiah 9 verse 6. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. His name is Creator from John 1, 3. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made. Everything that we see and handle and know was made by him. He's the Creator. He has the name of Dayspring on High from Luke chapter 1, 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring on High has come and visited us. He's called the Day Star from 2 Peter 1:19. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in dark place, unto the day dawn, and the day star arises up in your hearts. And he's a deliverer, Romans 11:26. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn ungodliness away. He's called the desire of the nation, his name is. The desire from Haggai 2:7. And the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with his glory, says the Lord of hosts. His name is Door, John 7:10. I am the door of the sheep, Jesus said. He's named the elect of God from Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. His name is Everlasting Father from Isaiah 9:6, the Everlasting Father. Jesus' name is the head of the church from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, and gave to him to be head over all things to the church. His name is heir of all things, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. He hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. He gets the whole thing. By whom also he made the worlds. He has the name of Holy Child, Acts 4, 27. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel and so forth. According to Acts 3:14, his name is not just Holy Child, but is the Holy One. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and instead desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And not only is he the Holy Child and the Holy One, and the Holy One, he's the Holy One of God, from Mark 1, verse 24, saying, let us alone, the devil said. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. And not only the Holy One of God, and not only the Holy One and the Holy Child, but the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, 14. Fear not, thou worm of Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. His name is the Horn of Salvation, Luke 1:69, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. His name is I Am, John 8:58. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. His name is the image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. His name is Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Not only is Emmanuel, he is Jehovah. Isaiah 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. His name is Lamb, Romans, Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb, slain before the foundation of the world. Not only is he Lamb, but he's Lamb of God. John 1:29, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, saying, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. His name is a leader and commander, Isaiah 55, verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. His name is life, John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His name is light of the world, John 8:12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. His name is Lily of the Valley, Song of Solomon 2:1. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. His name is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders said unto him, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. His name is Lord of all. Acts 10:36. The Lord, word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. And not only Lord of all, Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And not just Lord of all and Lord of glory, but Lord of lords, 1 Timothy 6:15, which in times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And not only that, only begotten Son, John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He is our Passover, his name is. 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. His name is Prince of Life. Acts 3:15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Not just Prince of Life, but Prince of Kings. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the Prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our own sins in his own blood. And not just Prince of Life and Prince of Kings, but Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is Prophet, from Luke 24:19, and he said unto them what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, your brethren, like unto me, and ye shall hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. His name is Redeemer, Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. His name is the Resurrection, John 11:25. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. His name is Rock, 1 Corinthians 10:4. And did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And I'm missing one of my notes, because I go from 87 to 99, and I'm not sure where they are, so we'll just go on. His name is True Light. That was the true light. This comes from John 1:9, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. His name is True Vine, John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. His name is Truth, John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His name is Witness, Isaiah 55:4. Behold, I have given him a witness to the truth, a leader and a commander to the people. His name is Word, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And number 104, his name is Word of God, Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And so this morning, such a short message to pull our lives into, as we watch the world as it spirals out of control. Jesus has all of these names. He has all of these qualities, has all of these character traits. He has all of these things in which we can pull into. And as we watch the troubled world falling apart, I mused in the Sunday school lesson, I believe it was Travis, maybe his thought, we live in this world where it seems like there's success, but behind that, it's not really success. Behind that success is a lot of trouble going on. So I wondered, I believe it was Travis, which one of you brothers gave that. It does seem like Moses was given and had everything set up, but that's the way life is. It's set up for this life, but it's not set up for the next life. And what may have looked real neat and cool and have everything on the surface, below it, there was a lot of things. Because, see, there's this saying a man taught me years ago, not everything is as it appears, right? That's true with this world, and that's true with the next world. Not everything is as it appears. And so it is with Moses' life. And so I was challenged by the Sunday school lesson this morning. And as I grow older, and as I watch the changes come, some of them are cultural, some of them are departure from truth. Some of them are inroads. Some of them are doctrinal errors. Some of them are just growing older, maybe. But it is true. We watched a troubled world, and it seems like men have it together. It seems like they're set on a course. So I was challenged by the thought in our Sunday school lesson that Victor brought, that time whenever Moses must have been in that decision-making. Will it be this way or will it be this way? What am I going to do with that? You know, and so life is this morning. We have one who the scripture, and I am sure, and I missed, I don't know where my other note is, probably laying home on my desk, probably, yeah. There's about 20 more there I had, probably because I think there's about, my notes go from 87 to 101. So I don't know where that set of notes is, where that paper is, probably at home on my desk. But as we pull in, and maybe the last name I gave, his name is the Word of God. His name is the truth. His name is that which we can pull our lives into. And may God bless this congregation. I know that we live in a time when maybe the economy is going to change. Maybe it's not going to get better. Maybe it's going to get worse. We know it's going to get worse because the Bible says it's going to get worse. And so I leave this challenge with you. Do you have this one with all of these important names and all of these qualities and all these character traits? Sure, we have him. But when will you and I be like Moses and have to decide, are we going to trade it for this or for that? And may God bless this little congregation as they go out into a troubled, broken world. See, there's hopes that maybe some man can fix it. Maybe some man can make it great again. Maybe some man can raise up. It is my understanding that the Antichrist, the one who is going to be revealed yet, and maybe he is already living, maybe he is not yet living, but he's going to have a dual personality, one that is convincing and deceiving, and people are going to follow after him, and then somewhere along the line, he's going to show his true character, and he's going to bring about great persecution, it reads in Matthew, against God's people. He's going to bring about tremendous angst, and that is going to bear down on our lives. It's going to reach into our businesses. It's going to reach into our normal life. And the question is, do you and I, are we able, will we be able to pull in and place our anchor in this one who will save us in the end? May God bless this congregation.